This week in the Civil War, Fort Sumter at Charleston, South Carolina, was symbolically important to the Union war effort. It was, of course, the site of the war's beginning and was the first federal installation under siege to capitulate to the Confederates. If Sumter could be retaken by force of arms, the Union would score a major psychological victory, which would help erase the bitterness of the war's outbreak. As such, Lincoln desired Sumter to be retaken and was not pleased to learn that Flag Officer Samuel DuPont's Union fleet had been badly damaged in its assault against Sumter on April 7th. The President, on Monday, April 13th, 1863, ordered DuPont to hold his position inside the Charleston Harbor Bar and expressed regrets over the failure of the Admiral's warships to effectively assault Sumter. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.